Chapters 7 and 9 address mysticism in much more detail, but for now it is enough to say that most wearers of the God Helmet were not on a mystical quest in this traditional sense. The God Helmet and the Double Blind. As far as Persinger knows, not a single researcher has been intrigued enough by his magnetic stimulation to start experimenting with it. In science, there is no credibility without replication. Robert Herks, Saturday Night. A group of Swedish researchers has now repeated the work, but they say their study involves one crucial difference. Roxanne Comsey, Nature News. An understated item in Nature News of December 2004 updated the story. A research team at Uppsala University in Sweden, headed by Per Granqvist, mirrored Persinger's experiment by testing 89 undergraduate students, some of whom were exposed to the magnetic field and some of whom were not. Using Persinger's equipment, the Swedish researchers could not reproduce his key results. They attributed their findings to the fact that they ensured that neither the participants nor the experimenters interacting with them had any idea who was being exposed to the magnetic fields, a double-blind protocol. In a double-blind experiment, neither the experimenter nor the subject can influence the results by knowing either, 1, what the study is about, or 2, whether the subject is a member of the experimental group, where significant things should happen, or the control group, an apparently identical situation where nothing significant should happen. Double-blind is difficult to achieve in psychological experimentation on humans because humans are adept at picking up cues, often unconscious ones. When achieved, double-blind is highly valued as a gold standard in research. Granqvist's researchers made sure that their experiment was a double-blind by using 2 experiment conductors for each trial. The first conductor, who was not told about the purpose of the study, interacted with the subjects. The second conductor switched magnetic fields off or on without advising either the first conductor or the subject. So if the subject had not already been advised that a religious experience was likely at Granqvist's laboratory, the study conductors were not in a position to provide that clue. The team consulted Persinger's collaborator, Stanley Coren, to ensure that conditions for replication were optimal.